Friday here in May. Good morning, Iowa. Quite different from the noise pollution of friendly Fridley, Minnesota, with road traffic, industry, sounds, commotion. You can still hear it in the distance. The highways, byways, thoroughfares, back roads, gravel, the crunching of the gravel on the road. Sounds like you're running over acorns. Crackle pop. Construction going on way in the background. The difference between here and there, Iowa, and friendly Fridley, Minnesota. This is Elgin, Iowa. Northeast corner, quadrant, is space. It's like when you're in Vegas, you see a building or you know where it is and it's right over there. Blind Square says it's, you know, 2,200 feet. It could take you an hour and a half to get there. Yeah. Here's the same way. It's so vast. The hillside, over the valley, across the range. They're like bluffs and dells and kind of like coulees in a sense. Just rolling hills and you may hear something, but it could be 2 miles away, 3 miles away. In the city, there's so much noise, it's just a white noise that when you hear something, it's usually right there or right over there. Down below this bluff here, there's a river, Turkey River. On the other side is some industry. You hear machines start up. Some electric machines that probably need a charge, like they're moving goods across the stockyard or something. Must be all the natural noises for these birds seem happy-go-lucky. I've been down here since Monday. I don't even know what day it is. Most of the people around here are focused on chores, farming, moving goods, keeping things rolling. It's their lifestyle. A lot of independent people working, etching out a living on their own. They're their own boss. They raise cattle, beef, dairy, farming, planting. They know how to get things done. And if they don't, they do something else. Seems like everybody knows everybody down here. Which is a good thing and a bad thing. side of things. You just don't want a lot of people to be talking about. But down here, it seems like everybody knows a little bit about someone. A little bit of some rumor has it, right? I always thought of a salon, a barbershop type of salon or something. They should name it Who's Doing Who. That was my original thought. There's a dog in the distance there that I wouldn't mind removing from my audio canvas. Paint him over with some more birds or something. I wish I had the brushes to stroke that, but back on the deck here, overlooking the woods right above the Turkey River. Ain't so bad of a place to be at right now. Got myself a cup of coffee, a lawn chair, sunshine. Reminds me of the John Denver song, "Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy." It's a good song. Doves in the background. Orchestra of birds. Seems like every truck down here has the 3-inch pipes on it.
You gotta make that thing sound like a truck if you wanna have a truck.
But it seems like the men down here are a little bit harder, a little bit tougher. They don't work 9 to 5. They work from sun up to sundown. You can just tell. Went to the ball game last night. A lot of moms out there, a lot of grandparents. A lot of the men were in the barn, in the field, doing chores, working. Kind of the heart of America. I'm not saying anything about city folk bad. There's a lot of people up there working hard work, hard labor, 10, 12, 14 hour days to make ends meet. Kudos. I used to be one of them in the printing industry. But out in the country, it's a different breed, different types of cowboys out here. Changing tires is nothing. Carving out your own niche is everything down here. We're working for someone that has done it and gives people the opportunity to work for them. Hauling sows from Nebraska over to Kentucky. Cattle from one ranch to another ranch. Crops, goods, all sorts of stuff in the heartland. This is the Midwest. All the way from Minnesota. I could even say all the way to Louisiana. Probably from Ohio. All the way to Colorado, this side of the Rockies. Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kansas, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. Let's not leave out Texas. They probably would have put their name at the top of the list. Oklahoma. Hopefully I said Nebraska. A lot of big States. Some people call it the breadbasket of America. California has a drought right now. We did get some rain. But this is where good old farmland and good old country and cowboys, what it's all about down here, it seems like. Walking down here to a boot store. Yeah, they have Western stores down here. Walking, they got a whole wall, four aisles of men's boots, work boots, Western boots, cowboy boots, show boots, riding boots, rubber soles, leather soles, all leather uppers, leather lowers, leather soles, more of the dress type of boot. The bevel toe, pointed toe, square toe, it's all down here. Men use them. Women use them too. A lot of boots, a lot of riding boots. Up in the city you don't see maybe one shop. Might have some boots. Most places, Fleet Farm or Farm Fleet, whichever one you go into, may have, you know, something made in somewhere. A big production company, you know. Who knows where they're made? Who knows what materials are in them? Down here, they get the kind that sell. Most of them are all leather. Down here, my son-in-law has 3-4 pair of boots. All at different levels of wear and tear. The dress ones still look brand new. Except, I'm the type of guy that has boots, but I don't do yard work in them. That's where the tennis shoes comes in. Yeah, yesterday, lady pulled up in a vehicle, handed my daughter 18 eggs right off the farm. My daughter does some babysitting now and then, so she delivers some eggs to her now and then too. The Schwann's truck stops by. If you're not there, they leave a memo. They're planning the day for today and tomorrow. Going into Decorah, which is a good hour's drive, but that's where there's a Walmart and some other shops. Then they'll be heading to Des Moines, which is another way, which is about 2.5-3 hours. But here in Elgin, they have some stores here and there. But not everything's right here. So you load up the kids, fill up the gas tank, and you go ahead and you get your groceries, your hardware, your parts, your truck stuff, your this and that, and have a lunch and head on back home. You're stocking up. Sure, you can get some of the stuff in town here, but it's hard for these small town places of convenience to compete with the prices at the big stores. Well, time for another cup of coffee, so I'll let you all go. This has just been a little out on the porch, out on the deck. Good morning, Iowa. So until next time, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.